local radio for Portsmouth. This is Express FM playing a little bit of Ready to Go from Republika on Wednesday morning. And you may have seen in the news yesterday an ancient packet of crisps that was found thanks to Final Straw at Hayling Island. And we're joined on the line now by founder from Final Straw, Bianca. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? Because it kind of went crazy yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, we've got a semi-famous packet of crisps on our hands.
It's kind of like a really interesting but also thought-provoking story, because this packet of crisps is proper old, isn't it?
Yeah, so this packet of crisps is 35 years old. So it really does really bring it home as to what we're trying to do with our whole campaign and the whole awareness of everything, saying that plastic is made to last. Mm. We're putting products in these plastic items that are meant to last 20 minutes or so, like your crisps or maybe a coffee or something like that. And then we're packaging them in things that are meant to last forever. And I think, we really need to make a change.
And I think, as you say, you do need to make a change. But when you just get told facts and figures and stuff like that, it doesn't really hit home. But when you see something that a lot of people will go, I remember when they looked like that, that's probably going to make a difference.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people go, I remember them. And it was like, I remember when, you know, it was a Walkers packet. And when Walkers changed to the new flavours and this, that and the other, and we're like, well, that's what we found. It's really good to see it in the person and say, look, this problem is right here. It's on our streets. It's on our beaches. It's not some faraway problem that nobody's seen or heard about. It's right here and we've got to act.
Okay, and Final Straw, this was just involved in one of your beach cleans, right? So,
yes.
So are you constantly coming across stuff like this, or is this sort of a real standout for you?
Constantly. Yes, on Saturday, when we found the 35-year-old packet of crisps, we also found a packet of poppadoms, so it's like another crisp packet, but this one was only 31 years old, so it was a bit of a spring chicken in comparison. But yes, there were one day two really old bags of crisps as such.
We're finding lots
and lots of it.
And in terms of how much waste you do collect from the beaches, do you have any sort of do you count it in bin bags? Do you count it in weight?
Yeah,
how do you do it?
We do all sorts. Sometimes we count the bin bags. We say how many bags we removed. So on Saturday, we had 45 volunteers and we removed 40 bin bags full of rubbish.
Wow.
And we weighed those bags. They're big bags of rubbish. They're not like, you know, normal little litter bins.
Right.
And it weighed 850 kilograms.
That is a lot.
Isn't that astonishing? Yes.
Sounds stupid. Oh, that's a lot. But that is crazy, because...
Yeah, and when we added it all up, we had to kind of look again and go, are you sure? It really was that much.
I'm sure I've done the maths wrong here. But I suppose this isn't the first time you necessarily have gone to these places, and you're still constantly doing it. Where is the end goal for you? Do you see it, or is it way off?
I feel like the end goal is way off, I'm afraid.
Okay.
I would love it to be round the corner, but we need some really big government action to happen. We need to be banning a load of these products and changing things around quite dramatically. The end goal will be when we stop picking up all this stuff off the beaches, but with the amount of waste that's entered into our oceans every single day or every single minute, we're going to be picking up this rubbish off the beach for 20, 30, 40, 50 years' time, I reckon. There's that much that it's continuously washing up.
Is there like a key culprit, I suppose you could say, of plastics that you're just constantly finding? You're like, ugh!
Yeah, there's the usuals, the big culprits. We've got the lovely Coca-Colas of the world, I'm afraid to say. your crisp packets and things like that. There's been a big announcement by Coca-Cola actually yesterday or today. I'm losing track of my days, but that they're still going to keep producing new plastic bottles. People really want plastic, and they want these plastic bottles, and they're not going to make any changes. Whereas they've been found to be number one of all the plastic polluters in the whole world, yet they still, still want to continue and keep making all of this stuff. So until people like that can make a change, then we are really fighting an uphill battle.
So I was going to say, we can make small changes in our life. So I used to buy water bottles. I used to reuse the water bottle a couple of times, but I used to buy, a couple of water bottles a month. And by having like a different water bottle, I suppose, I'm saving, say, two water bottles a month. But in the great scheme of things, I'm doing my bit, but it's not going to have a massive effect until, I suppose, these big companies do get behind it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody can make tiny changes and we can all help. We absolutely can. No problem is too big that we can't, you know, work together and solve. And we can all make these tiny changes, you know, get yourself a coffee cup, a reusable bag, a reusable water bottle, all of that kind of stuff, and then hope that people will follow you and you can lead the way. But we really, really do need some big help. We need some government intervention and we need some of these big companies really taking responsibility for what they're producing and not really just worrying about their product, but what's left over when we've used their product.
And do you have any sort of like a quick tip to, or something that people can change sort of immediately about their life that can really help?
I think what could really help is that if we all switched to from plastic bottles to cans. Aluminium is an amazing resource. It's infinitely recyclable, so it could be a circular economy. Whereas plastic bottles, even though we can recycle them, they can only be recycled sort of 10 to 15 times and they can't be used anymore. So if everybody switched to drinking cans and we recycled all the cans, that would make a massive dent in the amount of plastic that's coming out.
So I suppose that's something we can do that's still, you know, a single-use product, but actually that's better for the environment than
using but with a circular economy.
So the same drink, but in a different
same drink
vessel.
You get the same product, exactly the same, but it's just in a different, different container.
Okay, and if people want to get involved with Final Straw and help out and volunteer and stuff, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, we'd love them to. We'd love it. So we are working with schools, businesses, individuals. We want to cut back all the plastic. So if you are a business and you want to get involved and you want to try and cut back some plastics, then give us a shout. We're on all the usual social media channels. We've got our website. Drop us an email, anything, and just say, you know, help us. How can you help us? And we'll help you. We want people to be at the beach cleans. We want all sorts of stuff. So we would love to hear from anybody who's interested in the campaign.
Awesome. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Bianca.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Portsmouth Breakfast with Bisco Solicitors. Local, experienced, reliable. Visit their website, bisco-law.co.uk.